This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Farai Chidea.
Breaking insider news. Which hot Hollywood couple will ring in the new year with wedding bells?
Bennifer, Bradgelina, and who can forget Paris and Paris? We're talking this year's top celebrity breakups, hookups, and pregnancies. They've moved beyond tabloid coverage into the mainstream media. Compared to, say, in-depth foreign reporting, celebrity news is cheaper for news organizations to produce. And it dazzles audiences. But the question lingers. Why do we, the audience, care so much about celebs? Joining us to survey the year in celebrity is Vanity Fair writer Maureen Orth. Welcome.
Thank you.
So walk us through the top three celebrity moments of 2005.
Well, there are a lot to choose from because our definition of celebrity is so much broader today than perhaps other times, since you really don't have to do much to be a celebrity anymore except be on TV and in the public eye. I would definitely say Brad and Jennifer. Bradgelina is definitely one of the top moments. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt were married in the beginning of this year of 2005. Now, at the end of the year, they're divorced. There are rumors that he's actually remarried Angelina Jolie, who was considered to have been the person who broke up the marriage, and he's now adopting her two children. So that's quite an arc in 1 year that we followed day by day. I think that Michael Jackson's trial, which I attended, was another biggie. How about Tom Cruise jumping on the various couches and the different interviews that he did? I would consider that kind of jumping the shark of his career.
This is beyond smitten. This is gone. I'm standing on your couch.
Yeah, I know. This is gone.
Jumping the chair, jumping the shark. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Tom and you know, other people in this category. PR pros used to proclaim no publicity is bad publicity. Is that really true?
Some people still adhere to that. For example, Michael Jackson is one of those people who was willing to dangle his baby over a balcony a few years ago because he wanted the adoration of the crowd. He's somebody who's totally deformed by his need for adulation. And if you look at somebody like Paris Hilton, obviously she never would have gotten to the point that she is today if a big sex video hadn't come out at a special time in her life. So I think for a lot of these people, all publicity is what they consider good.
Has there anyone who's been slammed by some truly bad publicity, the kind that you just can't recover from?
I think that Tom Cruise has been harmed. Once he announced that he was buying a sonogram machine to look at his developing baby's fetus, I think that really was a kind of a career breaker for a lot of people in terms of their admiration of Tom Cruise.
Well, in your book, The Importance of Being Famous, you explore what you call the celebrity industrial complex. Now, I assume that's a complex that the celebrities themselves created, but have they lost control of the machine?
I don't think it's just that the celebrities created it. It's really very much created by these giant media companies today because there's so much more airtime that needs to be filled. And we have such a wired world where there's this proliferation of instant messaging and blogs, and there's just so much information racing around. And so I think a lot of it is really given to the audience, almost force-fed to the audience. It's not really the celebrities themselves. But what has changed is now really the lifestyle of these well-known people is just as much a part of what they're known for as what previously they were known for their movies or they were known for their music. Today, they're known for what they wear, what clubs they go to, how they decorate their house. It's changed.
So why do we as Americans care so much about this kind of news if it really qualifies as news at all?
People love to gossip. I think people love to feel superior to people who are better looking and richer than they are. And a lot of these well-known, famous celebrities of today are really easy to feel superior to. So it gives us a secret comfort that if we're not as beautiful and we're not as rich and we're not as famous, we're surely not as stupid as they are.
Vanity Fair writer Maureen Orth is the author of The Importance of Being Famous. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
One reason celebrities exist is to show mere mortals what style is. Here to remember what worked and what didn't, fashion writer Najwa Moses.